Well, I'd like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. Please be joined on the line right now by Janice Irwin, the NDP housing critic and the MLA for Edmonton Highlands Norwood. I guess, first of all, Janice, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me today.
Our main thing we want to talk about here today is about a private member's bill that you introduced in the legislature recently, Bill 205, the Alberta Housing Protection Act. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's going on with this here?
Yeah, I'd love to explain it to you. This is actually my first time introducing a bill. I've been an opposition MLA, and we don't get a lot of opportunities, so very excited. As you know, I mean, Alberta is in the midst of a housing crisis, and so my Bill 205 is really hoping to address the skyrocketing rent increases that so many Albertans are facing. And so the bill proposes a temporary rent increase cap at 2% for 2 years, and then it's tied to CPI for 2 years following. And, you know, we're seeing, and especially in the big cities in Alberta, in Calgary, in fact, they are facing the steepest rental increases across Canada. And Edmonton is now number three on that list. And so that's a big part of the bill. Second part of the bill is just requiring greater accountability and transparency from the government by asking for detailed affordable and social housing targets and reporting. And so that's a way to just really be able to hold this government accountable when it comes to building more affordable housing. We know that rent caps won't solve the housing crisis, but they'll help in the immediate. And so we're coming at this with a number of different measures that we're hoping the UCP will accept to make a dent in the housing crisis.
And of course, housing and homelessness, those kinds of things have propped up in several different areas across the country. And we have seen a few other provinces like BC, Ontario, Quebec, for example, have put in some sort of regulations and overseeing on increasing rental costs. What are you kind of basically trying to sort of really accomplish with this here?
Yeah, so great question. I mean, we've had the luxury of being able to look at, other provinces, other jurisdictions, just to see how they deal with rent regulation. I mean, as you know, Alberta is one of the few provinces that has no sort of legislation in place as far as rent increases. And so what we're hoping to do here is to provide immediate relief for renters. You know, I've heard from countless Albertans who are experiencing 20, 30, 50% rent increases, and it's simply, unsustainable for most Albertans. And so this bill is intended to be sort of a temporary emergency measure so that we can push this government to build more housing, we can push them to very much prioritize tackling homelessness, but we can also relieve that pressure that so many Albertans are facing right now.
And you had talked a little bit about, certainly homelessness being an issue in not just the big centers, but even in smaller communities, like even here in Peace River, you'll probably find examples of people in, some precarious situations where an increase of a few hundred bucks in the rent could add for some difficulties elsewhere. So how much of an impact can this also have in, sort of the smaller rural areas as well?
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, and I have, just because Calgary is so stark right now, I do talk about Calgary a lot. And in fact, there was a study that was just released that said there's over 115,000 Calgarians who are at risk of homelessness. So it's clear a measure like this could help those folks. But you're right, I'm from rural Alberta. I grew up in Barrhead, and I spent a lot of time teaching in other parts of rural Alberta. And yeah, I hear from folks all the time who say, these aren't just big city issues. Like, in some communities, seeing for the first time more and more unhoused folks. And don't forget the hidden homelessness as well, right? Those folks who are precariously housed, those folks who are couch surfing, who don't have a permanent home, who you might not see living in tents on the streets, but can't find an affordable place to rent or can't. Yeah, it's really, really extreme right now. And we're hearing from folks all over Alberta. And so I'm really hopeful that a piece of legislation like this, again, it won't solve the housing crisis. I'm not naive, but it would really help a lot of those Albertans who are at risk or even currently experiencing homelessness.
Now, certainly putting on a cap on the renting increases would be a bit more of a kind of a short-term solution to some of the housing issues. But looking more long-term, what are kind of the things you'd kind of like to see happen there?
Yeah, so long-term is exactly what we need. The challenge is with a lot of the UCP's plans right now, even if they started building immediately, it's not going to help those folks who are renting. It's not going to help very volatile rental market to stabilize. And so we are pushing this government to build. We know it's a supply issue, absolutely. so far, I mean, this is, you know, this is a UCP government that has missed their own targets. So they, you know, they set targets to build affordable housing. They've missed them already this past year by 4,000 units. So we're going to keep holding them accountable. We're going to keep sharing the stories of those folks who are absolutely struggling under the weight of crushing rents. You know, and we've seen municipalities take leadership, step up and build housing when they shouldn't have to be doing it alone. We've seen the federal government in some cases step up as well. I've been really clear, to tackle this housing crisis, we need all three orders of government working together. We need them collaborating. We don't need this UCP government picking fights with cities or with the federal government. And that's what we're seeing a lot of. They need to set partisanship aside and start prioritizing Albertans.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'd also like to throw out all the pros and cons to kind of show that, yes, these politicians are people too. Of course, we are coming up on the holiday season right now. A lot of people have different little traditions they like to do for this time of year. What about you? What are some of your kind of holiday traditions in your house?
Oh, good question. Wow, really putting me on the hot seat here. For me, like, you know, I talked about rural Alberta. I've had a tradition over the last number of years of actually being with extended family just around the Camrose area. And it's one of the few opportunities, we're all busy, we're all over the province. So it's one of the few opportunities where my family and extended family gets together and just, you know, eats a whole heck of a lot, wears our stretchy pants and, you know, doesn't do a whole lot more other than that. And so I'm looking forward to it. And I'm just wishing everybody who's listening to this very happy holidays as well. Merry Christmas, whatever they celebrate, just, hoping they have a wonderful time.
I'm certain that some people echo that little sentiment at the end there. Janice Irwin, the NDP housing critic, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having me. You take care.